Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I'd like to briefly discuss two abstracts that were presented at the recent 2017 American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting in the gynecologic cancer session that specifically dealt with surgical issues. These abstracts and studies, I think, very much will inform future patient management, and it's important to note them and ultimately, of course, wait for the final reports and peer-reviewed publications. The first abstract and study was called LION, that's lymphadenectomy in ovarian neoplasms, a prospective randomized AGO study group led gynecologic cancer intergroup trial. This particular study looked at a question that has been relevant to the gynecologic cancer community, quite frankly, for decades, and that is, what is the role of a complete lymphadenectomy performed in a setting where a surgeon has been able to already remove gross residual disease in a patient with advanced ovarian cancer? What about the advantage of now going in and try to remove potentially any non-visible macroscopic cancer within the lymph nodes or microscopic disease? And in this trial, patients were randomized to the complete surgical site reduction versus the surgical cytic reduction with lymphadenectomy. The bottom line was that the additional lymphadenectomy did not improve a survival outcome, suggesting its lack of utility, certainly in most clinical settings. Of course, other studies that are performed and presented in abstract form at an annual meeting, whether it's at ASCO or other groups, we do need to wait for the final peer-reviewed publication. But I think this will be a very important study that will inform clinical practice. The second study was looked at a different surgical question in ovarian cancer. This is a randomized controlled phase 3 study evaluated the impact of secondary cytoreductive surgery in recurrent ovarian cancer. This was AGO desktop NGOT trial. This study looked at patients who had recurrent ovarian cancer, and the patients were randomized either to chemotherapy directly or surgery followed by chemotherapy. This is a very important question, and this randomized trial was designed to potentially address the utility of this, ultimately address the utility of this approach. This preliminary report looked at progression-free survival and demonstrated that women who underwent surgery followed by chemotherapy had an improvement in progression-free survival compared to patients who were randomized to chemotherapy only. Very interesting report, but as noted in one of the questions from the audience, one might perhaps assume that in a patient who has had surgery and certainly has had surgery to remove all residual disease, it may simply take longer for example, a CAT scan to be able to demonstrate progression, artificially take longer, the tumor may be growing, but you can't see it, versus a patient who already has macroscopic cancer and the cancer is growing, you'll be able to see it more readily on a scan, and therefore artificially assume that there is some improvement in progression, but in fact, it's really only because of the artifact of having much smaller volume disease to be able to observe. So ultimately, the results of this trial and the benefits will be determined by the impact on overall survival, and the data on this point will be coming in the future. Again, both of these trials, extremely well done, extremely important for the management, helping to inform the management of ovarian cancer, and the investigators are to be applauded for conducting the studies and for the patients, of course, who have agreed to participate in these two very important trials. I thank you for your attention.